Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP all week this week. 800-636-1067. The listener lines are open. If you'd like to hop in, continuing to talk about the big news yesterday, Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez, both fired by the Washington Nationals. You think it was the right move? You want to hop in, feel free. Again, 800-636-1067. Taking a look, though, at some of the best and worst moves of Mike Rizzo's tenure here in D.C., which started in 2006. He was the first hire by the Lerner family when they took over the team. He came into the season as the second longest tenured general manager, second behind Brian Cashman in New York with the Yankees. He was promoted to the GM and senior vice president in August of 2009. Some of the moves, I mean, he gets credit for the Strasburg draft pick as well as the Harper draft pick, which obviously turned out swimmingly. I think the move that he's probably going to be best remembered for, after obviously building a winner in 2019 and being able to win the World Series, though, I think the thing that he's going to be most remembered for, frankly, is the Juan Soto trade. Mm-hmm. And that trade looks incredible. It's aging so, so well. I don't know the last time. I'd have to ask maybe like a Sarah Langs on Twitter or someone that is able to research these things. Now that you have James Wood and Mackenzie Gore going to the All-Star game, which we haven't even spent a moment talking about really today, but James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, both All-Stars this year. Last year, C.J. Abrams was an All-Star. That's three dudes acquired in one trade that are All-Stars for Juan Soto. That's an all-timer.
Hell yeah.
That's an absolute all-timer.
So you get credit for those things, but like I think what affects some people, there are a lot of people that really back Rizzo. But the other people are like, okay, but he was so good over here. Why wasn't he good here?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So you need to see the improvement at the other, like having the guys that are still around and also having guys that are in the bullpen that are legit. But that all goes back to money.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
So I think it goes back to money, which eventually ends up going back to the same people that are here now. And I think those people will feel that wrath as it goes forward because no longer can you say Rizzo, Rizzo, Rizzo.
So a couple of other things that I think go down as some of the best moves under Mike Rizzo. I think he has to get a lot of credit, and this also was a big part of the reason that this team took that next step and ultimately won in 2019. He gets a lot of credit for the Max Scherzer contract. We can discuss about how much it was Mike Rizzo versus some of the other factors in play, but Mike Rizzo, Max Scherzer, if he's not here, they don't win the World Series in 2019, and he kind of brought an attitude to this team. That also goes back to the Jason Worth signing, right, when they needed a guy that kind of brought an attitude and understanding. Frankly, something that they're missing kind of right now, a guy with an edge that maybe isn't always the friendliest.
You need those people that seem like they're off-kilter a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a positive that when you walk over there and you talk to the guys in the clubhouse, they're all nice. But it's also a negative in that they're all nice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need a guy with a little bit of an edge. And you just listen to Grant and Danny at any point and them talk about their relationship with Jason Worth now compared to what it was when he was a player. Jason Worth was a player, was not friendly to the media, but that doesn't matter because he brought an edge. He brought an understanding to that clubhouse about going out there and competing every single day to win.
I think a lot of
they're missing a little bit of that.
That's
right,
a misconstrued thing where we talk about, oh, this guy was great with the media. Doesn't mean he was great on the field.
Absolutely.
Some guys that are straight asses with the media, they perform at a high level.
Which, by the way, give me that.
And you know what?
Give me that.
Their mindset is, I'm here to win games. You're here to cover me, I understand. I know I got to talk to you, but I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to go get ready for baseball, football, hockey, whatever it is. You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing where a lot of times we in the media get a little messed up just because somebody gave us, he talked to us a little more than the other guy does, so we start liking him, and that guy can't play.
So, some of the worst moves under Mike Rizzo, I think this one has to be up there near the top. Steven Strasburg's contract. It's tough because...
But ask this question. Would he have signed that contract if the people who were paying him didn't want to sign?
Maybe not.
Did they push that one?
And maybe that's a more learner thing than Mike Rizzo.
Yeah.
But that contract is tough. 7 years, $245 million. I mean, look, this is why being a general manager, being in charge of these teams is so difficult because you just won the World Series in 2019, B-Mitch, and you have the World Series MVP and one of the World Series heroes, and Anthony Rendon and the World Series MVP, Steven Strasburg, up for contracts, both of them. And they signed essentially the same deal, 7 years, $245 million. The correct answer on who should you have kept of either of those guys was neither. Neither. And that just felt wild at the time to say, no, I'll let them both walk. And frankly, they would have been better if they would have let both walk. But
I mean, I think revisionist history, yes. But when you cap both of them and doing the things that they've done, you feel you got to at least keep one of them.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, it's so tough, but that's part of the job. And that contract being signed, where they're still paying him $30 million a year, because ownership will look at it and say that, I like to take that out. But they're going to say, we're still paying the contract. Uh-huh. So that's part of the payroll. Even though it's for someone that's not playing, that's part of the payroll. And
that's why their contract's so damn high.
It's just...
That's why they are where they're at.
If they didn't have that,
they'd already paid him instead of the late on stuff. They wouldn't be way up there.
Chelsea Janes has this. It is a statement from Mike Rizzo. He says, my goal was to lead a franchise to greatness with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. I feel we did that. I want to thank every single player, manager, coach, staff member, and Nationals Park employee who worked tirelessly to propel this incredible run with the Washington Nationals. I am grateful to the Lerner family for the opportunity to lead this organization and proud of what we accomplished here. A special thanks to the fans who have embraced my family and I since day one nearly 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. DC will always have a very special place in our hearts.
He's a class dude.
And it's a nice statement from Mike Rizzo. And I think the tough part about this is, this happens all the time in sports because no one can just always live at their peak. Very few at least do.
Yep.
And you remember the diminished times because that's usually when the end happens. Mm-hmm. But he's forever going to be the architect of an incredible run from 2012 to 19, which led to a World Series. Davey Martinez is always going to be a World Series winning manager in 2019. Mm-hmm. And you want to remember that.
100%.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to George in West Virginia. George, what's up?
Oh, not much, guys. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Hey, I think the big thing that we're missing with Mike Rizzo is no one's talking about Strasburg's shutdown.
Yeah, I think that's the part about that that never gets brought up. It doesn't get brought up as much anymore because they won in 2019.
Yeah.
But you are right. That is a massive. That would be a massive thing that would still be talked about for sure.
People don't talk about the positive things that happen.
Well, there was a lot of positives. There's no question. Winning in 2012, winning in 2014. You know, those things will never be forgotten. But I mean, that Strasburg shutdown was so atrocious that you were looking right down the barrel of maybe winning a World Series and just abruptly shutting down. That was awful.
100%.
Well, I mean, you can say that, but what if they had let him play and he messed himself up then and you don't get
the World Series
then? But but that's the thing about it. A lot of people do care. If he got messed up then and never got to the 2019, I guarantee you, you, like everybody else, will be calling and saying they should have shut him down.
But, Brian, let me ask you this. What if you make the World Series and win in 2012? What if you win in 2014? I think that's bigger than winning in 2019.
Yeah, but see, we're talking about what ifs now. But the whole thing about it is they shut him down and they didn't win it in 2012. They didn't win it in 2014. Okay?
Then you're
they
crying.
Came and they won
you're
in 2019.
Crying. You're definitely crying at that point, but I'm still of the belief they shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, and I think you have every right to believe that. There's no way to know for sure. Appreciate the phone call, George. I think that also throws on the onus of how important 2019 was.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. It was the end of an era, which now we know was the end of an era of competitive Nationals baseball for quite some time.
Yeah.
But it was the end of an era there, and it makes up for a lot of the problems in 2012. Because, by the way, we talk about the Strasburg shutdown in 2012. Yeah. What if Drew Storen just finishes that game? Like, what if they just go on to win the ball game that they had a nice lead in? And we could talk about all sorts of stuff. I think Rizzo deserves a lot of credit for what he was able to do during that stretch of time.
And I think that is why he gets so much love, because of the things that he did do.
100%.
And I think people have to realize, if he didn't do one thing, doesn't mean that the next 15 things that you wish would happen would happen. I mean, we can second guess everything. You have to make those decisions in real time. And when you make them in real time, you don't get a chance to go back and say, what if, what if, what if.
800-636-1067. I want to get into this next, and Mark Zuckerman is going to join us coming up at 1:30 as well. But on the B. Mitch and Finley Twitter account, Landfill has posted a poll. Are the Learners now D.C.'s worst sports owners? Because you look at it, you think Ted Leonsis with the Wizards and with the Capitals. You think Josh Harris and the Harris ownership group with the Commanders. And now the Learners with the Washington Nationals. Do you think they're the worst sports owners in D.C.? We'll get to your phone calls and talk about it next here on The Fan.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.